to the prophecy of Isaiah and to the chapter 64. Isaiah chapter 64. As you're turning up the portion, can I say it is good to be here this evening? And we're always glad to come back to East Belfast. That was home to me. I originated from East Belfast. I was born in Redcar Street, just off the Woodstock Road. And then we moved to Orangefield. And then we moved up towards Castlereagh to the Branyell area. And therefore, coming back here, I'm on familiar ground this evening. So we appreciate the opportunity and the invitation to come and to minister at your Thanksgiving service. And we trust the Lord will meet with us and will bless our hearts. I was admiring as well the display, and we would commend those who have been involved in putting that together this evening. It's very beautiful. We've enjoyed the service as well and our brother's ministry and song. And as we come now to God's Word, may the Lord draw near to our hearts this evening. Isaiah chapter 64. And we're going to read from the opening verse of the chapter. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou our potter, and we are all the work of thy hand. Amen. We'll end there at verse 8, and may the Lord add his own blessing to this public reading from his own precious and infallible word. I would like this evening to draw your attention to a little phrase, and it's found there in the verse 6 of our Bible reading. And you will see there, looking into verse 6, those words, we all do fade as a leaf. We all do fade as a leaf. And that's a little phrase that I want us to consider this evening in the gospel, in this harvest Thanksgiving service, the fading of the leaf. Let's just unite our hearts together in a word of prayer. We'll ask the Lord for help in the ministry of his word this evening. Our gracious God and our eternal heavenly Father, we do still our hearts in thy holy presence, and we thank thee, O God, for the privilege of being here. And we thank thee for the open door for the praising of thy name and for the preaching of thy word. And we would ask, O God, that as we come now to consider thy word, that thou wouldst be pleased to speak to each and to every heart. Bless thy children, encourage them in the faith this evening. And grant, O God, if there be any here gathered, or even others that would listen in the webcast, that are unsaved, unconverted, unprepared for eternity, O Lord, speak to hearts tonight. Do that work of grace and bring sinners unto the Savior, that it would be to the honor and to the glory of King Jesus. So hear and answer prayer and undertake for us now. We commit our way to Thee in the Savior's great name. Amen. Well, in God's Word, we are likened to many things. The Apostle Peter would liken us to grass. And he said, "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away." And so he likens our life to grass. And we know how quickly the grass can grow up and the grass can flourish. And then the lawnmower comes out and the grass is cut down. And Peter says that's what it's like for our lives. We can grow, we can flourish, but there'll come the time when we're cut down and we wither away. And then the Psalm number 1, well, the godly man is likened to something else. He's likened to a tree. And it says of the godly man, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season." And so there are many illustrations used throughout the Word of God to describe man and to describe his character and to describe his life. And here in this little phrase of Scripture before us this evening, we have man likened to something that maybe we wouldn't have thought of. Here's a scriptural illustration that is so appropriate for us at this season of the year. And God's Word would say to us tonight, we all do fade as a leaf. And so we are all like the leaf this time of year. You couldn't miss the leaves. Even as we were coming to God's house this evening and we drove along the Sandown Road, there were the leafy suburbs and you could see all of the beautiful colours. This afternoon, I was out for a walk around Hillsborough Forest and you could see the leaves there on the trees and all of the beautiful golden colours that we see at this time of the year. And then as we're walking, we're seeing the leaves even under our feet. Coming into God's house this evening and admiring the display, it did catch my eye, the leaves that are there at the front, and the beautiful colours that you can see there. And it's reminding us that at this time of the year, those leaves that were so green, they begin to change colour. They begin eventually to fall from the trees. They get everywhere. You look maybe across your garden and you see the nice lawn and it's covered with leaves. Maybe there's a drain and the leaves there can get in the way and they can block the drain. It's impossible to miss the leaves at this time of the year. A number of years ago at this time, I had the privilege of visiting Canada. And of course, if it's beautiful here, even more so there. And those great maple trees that are there, and of course, it's renowned for that. That even becomes the symbol of Canada, the maple leaf. The beautiful scenery was so amazing, such an array of colour. Maybe the autumn time is one of the most beautiful times of the year. When you look around and you see something of the beauty of nature and the beauty of God's creation. And so here's a little illustration that is so timely for us this evening. A little word from the Lord to tell us that we're just like those leaves. And so a few thoughts that I would leave before you tonight. And firstly, as we think about the leaf, we think about the fading of the leaf. You think of the thousands of leaves, maybe hundreds of thousands, even millions of leaves that are upon the trees, and every leaf is individual, an individual leaf. Well, when you think of each one of us, and even not only the population of our country, but even the population of the world, and you would think of those leaves being individual, representing every individual one of us this evening. But the thought in this text of Scripture is that the leaf is fading. And you can notice as you examine the trees that some of the leaves are fading faster than the other leaves. They're all fading, but they're at different stages. And that's the very thought here, that we all do fade as a leaf. Seems no time. Back in the spring, remember back before the lockdown, back before we knew too much about this old infection or coronavirus that's about, and the buds started to appear on the trees, the signs of life, and the leaves then started to come. And it seems just such a short time that has passed, and now those leaves that spoke about life and vigor, the life of the tree, they're now those very leaves are the ones that are beginning to fade away. Bit by bit, they're starting to disappear. The Bible says to us here this evening, we all do fade as the leaf. Now it seems no time from youth. You remember our youth, the spring of youth, you could say. And my, the young people that are so full of energy and so full of life, and yet a little time passes, they come into their summer time of life, as it were, and then the autumn comes, the autumn of life. We begin to fade. And then one day the winter will come. We all do fade as a leaf. There are some examples of that in the Word of God. The way back there in the book of Genesis, you could read about Isaac in Genesis chapter 27, and it tells us something about his eyes. In Genesis 27 and the verse 1, "And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see." There's Isaac, and he's now an old man, and it says his eyes are dim, and he wasn't able to see. Maybe some can relate to that tonight. May, as you start to get on, you begin to look at the Bible or maybe the newspaper or whatever it is, and it just seems to be a bit of a blur. And the vision, the sight is starting to go, and you need to go to Specsavers or wherever it is and get your eyes tested, and you might have to get the glasses. There's the fading of the eyes. You may notice tonight I haven't the glasses on. I can still read the Bible without glasses. Now, when I look to the back row of the gallery, I mightn't be able to see you too clearly, but I can still see the Bible. Praise the Lord. But the eyes can fade. There was a man in the Bible, and his name was Barzillai. And Barzillai was a great man and an aged man. And in fact, it tells us here that he was 80 years of age. And in 2 Samuel, the chapter 19 and the verse 35, it says some interesting things about him. And here he is, and he says, "I am this day 80 years old. And can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women?" And Barzillai, at 80 years of age, he's starting to show his signs of age. And he's starting to say here that his discernment, it's just not as sharp as it once was. His mental capacity and ability has started to fade. He's saying, "The food that I would have had, I can hardly taste it the same as I used to. The things that, the drink that I would take," and he says, "Can I taste that which I eat and that which I drink?" You can see with this man as he got to the 80 years old, the things were starting to change for him his faculties were deteriorating. He refers to his hearing. And he says, can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? There are those that not only need the glasses to help the eyes that are fading, but they perhaps need the hearing aid to assist the hearing that's fading. It's underlining the truth of this text of Scripture, isn't it? That we all do fade as a leaf. You remember Elisha, the man of God, the servant of the Lord. And may the children, the young people, they started to mock him. In 2 Kings, the chapter 2 and the verse 23, it says, and he went up from thence unto Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city, and mocked him, and said unto him, go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. Here was Elisha, and he was starting to show the signs of aging as well, losing his hair. The children had no mercy. They were mocking him. Go up, thou bald head. And so you see, it doesn't matter this evening whether it's the eyes, the ears, or the hair, or faculties, or mobility, or whatever it is. The Bible is true when it says, we all do fade as a leaf. And we all know the truth of this text of Scripture. Our strength begins to fade. The body begins to fade. And you can't reverse that. You can't reverse that. You can try, but you'll not succeed. Old Father Time marches on. And you can spend a fortune on the lotions and potions and all of the cosmetics that are available. And I know there's even something now that's called anti-aging cream. And there are things called essential oils. They're so essential, I'd never heard of them before. Let me give you a bit of advice. Save your money. Because there's not one of them work. Not one of them work. Because we all do fade as a leaf. And you can try your exercising and you can join the gym, and that's not a bad thing to do either, to look after the body the best that you can, but you'll not change the truth of this text, that we all do fade as a leaf. James chapter 1 and the verse 11, it says, for the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Fade away in his ways, even the rich man. The hymn writer has captured the thought well. And it says, fairest flowers soon decay. Youth and beauty pass away. Oh, you have not long to stay. Be in time. We all do fade as a leaf. But secondly, I want you to think tonight not only about the fading of the leaf, I want you to think about the falling of the leaf. And over in Isaiah chapter 34 and the verse 4, we read these words, and all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their host shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree, the leaf falleth off from the vine. And so the Bible is not only teaching us about the fading of the leaf, but it's speaking to us about the falling of the leaf. That's why the autumn time in America and other places is just referred to as the fall. It's called the fall. We call it autumn, but they would refer to it as the fall, and that's to do with the leaves that are falling from the trees. And we know only too well that the leaf not only fades, but it falls. The leaf there on the tree, it's held by a very thin stem. Just a little stem that holds it to the tree. And then as the weather and temperature begins to change and the leaf begins to wither, eventually that little stem becomes very brittle. And then the gust of wind will come and it will break that little stem and down the leaf will fall. And you could see the tree, such a foliage and such a bush of leaves on the tree, but once they begin to fade and once they begin to wither, the gust of wind could come and in a day it could strip that tree clean of leaves. And the leaves will fall. You know what the falling of the leaf speaks to us about? The falling of the leaf speaks to us of death. We not only fade like the leaf, but one day we're going to fall like the leaf. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. And I tell you tonight, that appointment will come for you. My, we would talk about life at times, it's hanging by a thread. And that's true for every one of us. Just a little stem that holds us, just like the leaf to the tree. But there's a divine appointment that we will all keep, and it's the divine appointment whenever we will fall in death. And that little thread upon which our life hangs will one day break. You remember those words that were written by Fanny Crosby. She said, someday the silver cord will break and I no more as now shall sing. One day that little cord, that little thread is going to break. And how quickly life is over. How quickly it passes. May we have no guarantee this evening that we will even move from childhood to youth to adulthood and into old age. There's not even a guarantee of that. But even if there was and we get to the 70, or like Barzillai that we read about, to the 80, how quickly it passes. And we begin to fade so quickly and we know that we're going down the valley one by one and very soon that time is going to come for us when we'll fall. We'll fall like the leaf. How quickly life will then be over. Remember the little epistle of James, chapter 4. James asked the question, what is your life? What is your life? And he didn't just leave the question hanging there. He answered the question. What is your life? He said, it is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time, just a little time, then vanisheth away. Vanisheth away. You know tonight how quickly the days go past, how quickly the weeks, the months, the years just seem to fly by. It's only a little time. One day the leaf is going to fall. The book of Job, it's one of the oldest books in the Bible, and Job writes to us about the brevity and the swiftness of life. And in Job chapter 7 and the verse 6, he speaks about the weaver's shuttle. And he says, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. Maybe some of you would have seen the weaver's shuttle. I remember visiting the folk museum at Kiltraw one time and they had the weaver going there and the shuttle was going up and down the loom so quickly just as they demonstrated it. I thought of that text of Scripture. My days are swifter than the weaver's shuttle. They just fly past. Job also in chapter 9 and in the verse 25, he speaks about the brevity and the swiftness of life. He says, now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away. They see no good. And the post there would have been like the postman probably riding upon a horse or something and going from one town to the next. And you could look into the distance and you would see the post. They're racing to deliver. They disappear over the horizon. Job says, my days are swifter than a post. Verse 26 of chapter 9, they are passed away as the swift ships. You ever stand at the harbor and watch the boat go out? Seems to be going so slowly, it launches out into the ocean and you watch it there, and eventually it just seems to disappear out of sight. Job says, my days are passed away as the swift ships. And as you go on in the book of Job into chapter 14 and the verse 1, he says, man that is born of a woman is a few days. Few days. So there are so many illustrations in the Bible that speak to us about the brevity of our lives, and that day comes whenever we're going to fall like the leaf in death. We're only here for a little time. Moses, you'd all be familiar with Moses. He lived until he was 120. None of us will see it. 120. And yet, if you were to look at Psalm 90, he wrote Psalm 90. And whenever he began in Psalm 90 to speak about his life, he didn't speak about it in years. He spoke about it in days. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Then he said, teach us to number our days. To number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. So just as the leaf will fall, so death must come to each one of us. 2 Samuel 14 and the verse 14, it says, for we must needs die. We must needs die. And you might ask tonight, well, why must we die? The Apostle Paul gives us the answer to that. He clarifies it. Why must we die? Why is it that every one of us, if the Lord tarries, is going to die one by one? Paul said to the Romans in chapter 5 and verse 12, for as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. There's the reason we're going to fall like the leaf. It's because of sin. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And you can see that back to where we read in the scriptures this evening from Isaiah chapter 64 and that verse 6. And it says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We are all. Those words are showing us how universal sin is. Not one of us would be exempt. He says, we are all. We're all in this together here. You can see how unclean a thing sin is. We're all as an unclean thing. And you can see how unworthy that renders each one of us, because all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Even our very best efforts and our very best intentions are only as filthy rags in the sight of a thrice holy God. Oh, you can try to be clean living, and you can try to be righteous, and you can try to do your best, but it simply doesn't work, because within our hearts there is that sin. We're sinners by nature, and we're sinners by practice. And because of sin, we're facing the consequence of sin, and that is death. And when you think of that leaf where the wind comes one day and it takes it down, and that leaf will fall from the tree. So one day the wind of death is going to blow in our direction. The wind of death is going to take us down. Oh, we hear almost on an hourly basis the updates about the coronavirus. And we hear how many people across the world, apparently over 1 million people across the globe, who have died because of the coronavirus. And now we're reading of the infections locally are beginning to rise again. The wind of the coronavirus could come. and it could come to you, and you could fall like the leaf. That's why tonight you need to be saved. That's why tonight you need to be ready. Life at best is very brief. It's like the falling of a leaf. It's like the binding of a sheaf. Be in time. Be in time. Oh, if you're not saved tonight, you need to consider what the Bible is teaching us, and you need to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we thought about the fading of the leaf and the falling of the leaf. But a final thought as I close tonight, the finish of the leaf. What's the finish of the leaf whenever it falls from the tree? Well, we know that it decays and it decomposes. Maybe it's swept up and it's put into the compost heap. You ever go back to the compost heap? You can almost see the steam rising. It gets very warm. It gets very warm. It's actually slowly burning away. And then the leaf reaches the stage where it returns to dust and it goes back into the earth again. And at that point, that leaf is gone. And it is gone forever. Doesn't that speak to us this evening? We know that the body after death will decay and will decompose and will go to dust. From dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return, and the body will be laid into Mother Earth. And so there are many similarities between us and the leaf tonight. But there's one fundamental difference that I want you to understand as I close. While we may be like the leaf in many ways, there's a fundamental and vital difference. That is, we each have a soul. And we have an immortal soul. And therefore, while the leaf falls and the leaf can decay, and that's the end of it and it's gone forever, it's not so with man. The body may decay into Mother Earth, but the soul lives on for all eternity. We've referred to the book of Job tonight, and in Job chapter 14 and the verse 10, it says, "Man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost." Where is he? That's the question. Where is he? The answer to that question, he can only be in one of two places. He's either in heaven with the Lord, or he's in hell with the devil and his angels. How much we can learn tonight from just the simple leaf. Though that the Lord would apply these lessons to each of our hearts, the very leaf upon the tree can speak to you tonight. In fact, you could think about trees and they would summarize the whole message of the gospel for us. You go back to the Garden of Eden, there's the tree that speaks of sin. They partook of the forbidden fruit. Then you could go to Calvary, and the Lord bare our sins in his own body as he hung upon the tree. There's the tree of sacrifice. Then you could go to the book of the Revelation and the chapter 22. It speaks there about the tree of life. It says of that tree, "And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." The tree of salvation. The healing that there is from the Lord. The healing, it's by his stripes that we are healed. The cleansing of his precious blood that washes away our sin, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness and makes us ready for heaven. Where are you going to finish tonight? Oh, if the Lord was to take the very bread.